好像很久没有看见弟兄姊妹。
Only last Sunday, but I have a feeling that I haven't seen you for a long time.
十三天其实也不算太短。
Actually, 13 days is not a very short time.
如果弟兄姊妹每个礼拜见面不大觉得。
If we see each other every week, we don't feel it.
等到有一天你不在，下个礼拜回来的感觉就不大一样。
But until you're absent for just one week, then the 2 weeks later you feel different.
不过也许有些人是每两个礼拜来聚会一次，但他没有分别。
Maybe you only come once every 2 weeks. That doesn't make any difference to you.
因为你每次来都很觉得陌生。
Because every time when you come, you always feel strange.
但是我因为每个礼拜在这里聚会，所以特别觉得陌生。
But since I was here every week, then I especially feel it's strange to me.
好像不会讲，不知道讲什么信息好。
As if I don't even know what to preach about.
出门了之后，好像在那里祷告，主有特别的话语领导我们。
Before I left, when I was praying, and it seems that the Lord gave me special words to preach.
这几天出门，我们花的时间不少。
Few days when I was out, and I spent quite a bit of time.
事实上，我参加了两个特别聚会。
And actually, I went to join two special meetings.
有一个在德州。
One is in Texas.
一个在加州。
One is in California.
德州的那一个我，花在旅行的时间有八个半钟头。
And for the one in the Texas, I spent 8 hours in travel.
其实不是八个半钟，应该是11个钟头啊，连同开车去营地。
Including the car ride is a total of about 11 hours.
单程
One way.
然后来回22个钟头
So it is 22 hours both ways.
一共只有4天的时间
But the whole duration of the meeting was only 3.5 days.
你再扣掉吃饭睡觉的时间
And then you take away the time you spend for eating and sleeping.
差不多一到聚会地方就开始讲道。
It seems that when the minute I arrive in the meeting, I started to preach.
讲完道就回来。
And after I finish preaching, I just hop on the plane and come back.
昨天也是这样，昨天开了3个钟头去一个山上的地方。
Yesterday is just like that. I drove, during 3 hours to go to a mountain.
然后讲道讲完以后为他们祷告。
And after after the message, I pray for them.
然后就回来了。
And then I come back.
到家已经10点。
And the time I come, it's already 10 o'clock.
非常疲倦就睡着了。
And I was so tired, so I would fall asleep.
所以我想主很公平。
So I think the Lord is very fair.
因为平常聚会的时候，我不用开车，我就走几步路就到这里来聚会了。
Because usually I don't have to drive to Sunday meetings. I just have to walk a few steps, and here I am.
弟兄姊妹，有些开5分钟车，有些开10分钟，最多也开半钟头、40分钟都不一定。
And our brothers have to drive 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 30 or 45 minutes to come here.
所以我说主很公平。
So I think the Lord's fair.
你们累积起来聚会的参加聚会的时间。
So all those times you accumulated on the travel on the road.
一次给我，
and the Lord
我花很多时间去聚会啊。
Gave me it all in one big bunch, and I have to take those time to go to the meeting.
22个钟头加上6个钟头。
22 hours plus 6 hours.
这些日子开车开得怕。
So these few days I was a little bit afraid of driving now.
在外面聚会和在自己家里聚会不一样。
It was so different to have the meeting outside than to in your own own place.
在外面聚会，弟兄姊妹们都准备好他们心。好像说是哎，我们请了一个特别的讲员来讲道。
In those places, they seem to have their heart already because they have a special speaker for them.
他们怎么说？他们说好不容易你来了，不能放过你，要给你扎挤又扎，把你都挤出来。
They say, well, it's not easy to invite you over here, so we're gonna squeeze every bit of it out of you.
弟兄姊妹去参加他们夏令会不太好玩呐。
So it's not fun to go to the summer retreat.
他们聚会本身一天半。
The meeting itself is a day and a half.
他们给我只有一个讲员给我排6场聚会。
There's only one speaker, that's me, and he gave me the 6 messages I have to give.
我想大概聚会讲话讲的不停的讲，大概讲9个钟头以上。
So I believe I've been continuous talking for about 9 hours, or probably even more.
讲到后来声音都没有了。
And afterwards, I don't even have my voice anymore.
但是很稀奇，不断讲不断讲，声音回来了。
But then when I just go on, then the voice come back.
所以等到一场两几场聚会完，他说你还可以讲再讲啊。
So after a few meetings, they say, well, you can still lie. There's a brother who knew me, in that meeting.
他自己搬家搬走了，不过介绍我去
He himself just moved away from there, but he recommended me to go to be their speaker. You know what he said? Because he told all the brothers there, he said, now you don't, when Brother Chow was here, you know, don't just let him go easy. You can just squeeze with all your might because he's fat, he's strong, and it doesn't matter. So until I was about to leave, they told me this. Yesterday was just the same. After the missed message, they want me to pray. They just came one at a time to ask me to pray for them. I was supposed to leave at 6:30, but I didn't leave until
7:30.
It seems that they are really thirsting for the Lord. But here, I shouldn't preach too long. And the brother and sister will start looking at the watch. Now why? No, it's not the time when it's long or short. It's whether our heart wants the Lord or not. And also, it's different the way we speak outside or in our own church. Outside, you are a guest, and everybody welcome you. And after you leave, what they talk about you, you don't have to care. But here in your own church, we have a responsibility. We're not a guest here. We're here to help the children of God to press on in the spiritual battle. Now, if you don't have the heart to really love the Lord and to read the Bible, we cannot blame anybody else, but blame ourselves. If the children of God is not very clear about the truth, or they fall, we can't blame anybody else but ourselves. So the greatest wisdom of God is that He put us in the church. Nobody likes to pray. But if you have the responsibility, you have to pray. But after you pray, then you know the taste of prayer. Now, I hope that all those of you who have the heart to serve, would you please take it as a serious business?
从前一段时间我们说,
before we say, whoever wants to serve, come forward.
现在我们说,
now we say, since you come, you can't leave just anytime.
你就是不会侍奉,
even if you don't know how to serve, you have to learn.
你就是不能侍奉,
if you don't know, if you can't serve, then you still have to persist on. Because then you will have the true learning.
所以今天早晨,
although last night I didn't have time to prepare for my message,
今天早上我起来的时候,
but this morning when I wake up, I have some feeling inside. I feel that we have to emphasize on some teaching in the doctrine.
所以今天早晨我们讲的信息叫做什么叫真道。
So this morning, what we're going to preach about is, what is the faith, the faith?
圣经里有一个字叫做真道。
There's this term in the Bible, is called the faith.
那好像我们读到圣经就真道，我们就知道什么叫真道。
As if when we read the Bible, we say, oh, the faith, or we know what faith is.
但事实上呢, 保罗写信给提摩太的时候, 一个非常强调的点就是教他, 教导神的儿女在真道上面坚持。
But when Paul wrote to Timothy, the one thing that his emphasis is on is on this the faith that brothers and sisters should hold on to.
所以今天早晨我们要从提摩太前书看真道。
So today we should turn to a book, the First Timothy, to look at this the faith.
第一章第19节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
弟兄姊妹找到没有? 提摩太前书第一章第19节。
1 Timothy 1:19.
请我们一同来读。
Let's read it together.
常存信心和无愧的良心, 有人丢弃良心, 就在真道上。
We say there's a word called faith.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
他在讲到执事的条件中间有一段讲到对征召的关系，我们读第九节。
When you talk about the conditions of the deacons, this is about this faith.
我们第九节一起来读，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。我们看见良心和真道有关系。Now
we see the conscience has something to do with this faith.
我们又看见说真道有一个奥秘。And
also we see there's a mystery of the faith.
我们再读四章第一节。And
let's read chapter 4. First verse.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。这里又提到一次真道。Here
again, he mentions the faith.
并且有人离弃真道。And
also, talking about somebody who's depart from the faith.
这是一个消极的情形，也是一个不幸的情形。Now
this is a passive thing, and that who depart from the faith.
因为那一些传讲错误真理的人，他们的良心已经失去功效。Those
who preach the false doctrine, their conscience already lose their usefulness.
所以他们所讲的都在外面的规条上面。So
what they preach about is also always the outside things.
你看见真道和良心又有关系。Now
you see here that the faith and the conscience have some relationship again.
我们再读四章六节。Let's
read again, chapter 4, verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。这里讲真道和神话语的关系。Here's
talk about the relationship of the faith and God's word.
我们必须在真道上面得教育。We
have to be educated in this faith.
我们再读五章八节。Let's
read 5:8.
人若不看顾亲族，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。这里讲到真道的实践。Now
here we talk about the practice of the faith.
我们再看第六章第十节。Let's
read 6:10.
贪财是万恶之根。 有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。这里讲到真道和钱财的关系。Here
we talk about the relationship of the truth and money.
贪爱钱财到了一个地步，会叫我们离开真道。You
love the money to an extent that you will leave the faith.
我们再读六章十二节。Let's
read verse 12, same chapter, chapter 6, 12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。这里讲真道要为真道征战。Here
that we talk about that we have to fight for this truth, this faith.
我们再读21节。Let's
read verse 21.
已经有人自称有着学问，就偏离了真道。 有一些学问会叫人偏离真道。There's
some knowledge will make you away from the faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们归纳一些保罗对提摩太讲到真道的问题，So
if we summarize all these, Paul talk about the faith.
有五种情形会叫我们离开真道。There's
in five situations where we will be away from this faith.
有四种方法叫我们在真道上被建立。
And there's four ways that we will be built up in the faith.
弟兄姊妹注意，这里都不是讲真道是什么，讲到真道如何会离开，如何会被建立。Now
you realize here we're not talking about what is the faith, but rather how why will someone leave the faith or be edified?
这里讲五种离开真道的原因。Here
we talk about five reasons that why one will leave the faith.
第一个原因，他不注意良心的感觉。First,
he did not pay attention to his conscience.
第二，他因为被邪灵的工作所搅扰而离开了真道。Second
is that he is interfered by the evil spirit, so that he will leave the faith.
第三，因为他生活为了自己的缘故，他就不能实践真道。And
the third is that when he want to just fight to earn a living, he Because the purpose of his life is for himself only. That's why he cannot practice the faith. And the fourth reason is because of the temptation of money. And the fifth is all those knowledge that which is against the faith will make him make his heart
他的心好像被高抬了,
to boast himself. And some think that they have this knowledge, so they depart from the faith.
怎么样在真道上被建立?
Now how do you get built up in the faith?
当然那些消极的我们都离开,
of course, if you depart from all those negative things, then you will be kept. You will be kept.
还有四个正面的原因.
And there's four positive reasons.
第一个就是我们对真道的奥秘明白.
First is that we understand the mystery of the faith.
不光是我们持守一个信心该怎样, 而是知道为什么.
Not we just keep a faith that we should do this, but we know why.
第二个, 注意神的话.
And the second is to pay attention to God's word.
第三个, 一个积极的态度, 积极的征战.
The third is an active fighting spirit.
这里就包括为着传福音, 这里就包括为着和人辩论真理的问题.
That includes to preach the gospel and to argue for the truth, the faith.
第四个原因就是我们一直不断的坚持.
Now the fourth reason is that we just hold on.
持守住里面的生命,
we hold on to that life inside. So that we will not depart from the faith. So, brothers and sisters, now what is this faith we're talking about?
问题来了,真道是什么呀?
Now, this is a good question. Now, what is the faith?
弟兄姐妹,我们持守真道,真道在哪里啊?
Now, Brother Chow wanted us to hold on to this faith. Now, what is this faith?
假如我们从原文的字来看,
if we look into the original word,
或者我们从英文来看,
or we look at it from the English translation.
中文就没有冠词.
In the in Chinese, there's no article.
英文和希腊文都有一个固定冠词.
But in English and the Greek, there's a very definite article on top of it.
真道这个字叫做 faith.
It's the faith.
希腊文叫做 pistis.
In the Greek, it's called pistis.
在 pistis 这个字前面可以加上冠词，可以不加冠词.
You can add an article on the word faith or not. If you do not add an article on it, you're talking about your faith. We have faith, so the Lord will provide for us. We have faith that the Lord will heal us. We have faith that the Lord will raise the dead. And we have faith that the Lord will accomplish something impossible. In our Christian life, there's so many things that's concerning our faith.
Let's
say like we met the Lord because the Lord gave us the faith, so we're not afraid. Because we have faith, so we are joyful. Because we have faith, so we believe that the Lord will open up for us.
弟兄姊妹,
now this is all that talk about that this faith become the key that will open up the doors.
那么弟兄姊妹,
but what is the faith?
啊, 神的儿女在有些事情上面有信心,
it seems that in a certain matter, a certain person will have a greater faith, or some people have less faith.
什么叫真道这信心呢?
But what is the faith?
不管你信心是大是小, 都不能大过这个真道的信心, 也不能小过这个真道的信心.
No matter how big or small your faith is, it's not going to be bigger than the faith or smaller than the faith.
所以我想弟兄们有一些就明白了, 这一个信心, 这个真道就是哪说信耶稣的信心.
So, probably that some of you already understand that this the faith is called the faith to believe in Jesus.
啊, 有些时候我们传福音的时候, 那一个福音的对象, 他现在心里痛苦愁苦，说哦，我相信，我知道，我现在相信耶稣，我就能喜乐了。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, then people will say, "Well, now I know if I know Jesus, I will be joyful."
就是因为他有信心，但不是自信心。
So he has the faith, but he has faith, but he did not have the faith.
我们所说的自信心或者真道是一个事实。
The faith we're talking about here is a fact.
真理的事实。
It's a fact of truth.
可能有人相信着我信耶稣，我会平安喜乐，天上也会掉面包下来。
And some probably believe that if I should believe in Jesus, that then I'll be happy and joyful, and the bread is going to fall off from the sky.
但是这信心是说我们认识耶稣是谁。
But the faith means that we understand who Jesus is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在历史历代里面，教会都有很多教条，所谓教条。
So in the history that the church have all kinds of creed.
啊，有些时候你打开很多诗歌本，我们诗歌本是没有的，有些这个本背后写的说。使徒的信心，使徒的信条。
So there's in some hymn books from some certain church that when you open up in the front or in the back, you can see the church creed.
第一说，我们相信。
It will say first, we believe.
神，父神，神是怎样一位神
？Our God is such a God.
我们相信主耶稣如何一位神。
And we believe in Jesus and how Jesus is.
我们相信他的工作为我们成就。
And we believe his work is accomplished.In such fashion. And also, he said, how do we believe in the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚唱的诗歌第五十一首，你注意到没有？这里是像信心的宣告，信条的宣告。
Now, did you notice that the hymn 51 we just sang is a proclamation of this creed?
我们看一看好不好
？Let's open it up.
第五十一首诗，我们看看这里信心宣告是什么，好不好
？So let's see what is the declaration is.
第一节的宣告就是他相信父神是恩典的神。
First he proclaimed that he believed that the God our Father is the Father of grace.
第二节的信心，他相信主耶稣是救赎的神。
And in the second answer, it says that Jesus is the God of redemption.
他说我一信一信就有一个新的心。
He said, once I believe, I've got this new heart. This is according to Ezekiel
36. 讲,
and then you talk about that Holy Spirit is the one who dwells inside.
第四节讲, 十字架是基督徒的道路。
Then we say that, then go on to the cross is our way.
第五节说, 背题是信, 使徒, 是信徒的信心。
And the fifth, it says that the
目标
The rapture is our destination.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这里他讲了一些他所相信的真道。
So here it seems that he proclaimed the faith that he believed in.
所以我们就知道这里保罗讲的真道是什么。
So
讲到我们对神的认识是什么。
So here we know that Paul talked about the faith means the understanding we have toward the Lord.
如果我们不相信主耶稣为我们成就十字架救恩。
If we don't believe that our Lord Jesus accomplished this cross, this salvation for us, if we don't believe that Jesus is true man and true God, we will not be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，至于我们相怎么样子被提，是灾前被提，灾后被提，这个倒没有什么太大的关系。
But as to when are we going to be lifted up?Whether it's before or after the tribulation, that doesn't matter. We believe that we believe the rapture.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？有一些真理是一点都不能动摇的。
Now here we see that there's some truths that you just cannot shake it at all.
这叫真道。
That is the faith.
那么今天我们神的儿女都需要知道我们所信的。
Now today, all the children of God have to know what we believe.
哎呀，有些神的儿女，他说，我相信，我们相信，相信整本圣经。
And some people will say, well, I believe the whole Bible.
我们相信我们传道人讲的。
And I believe the what the preacher said.
那么问他，你传道人讲什么
？And then I asked, what did your preacher said?
你圣经里讲什么
？And what is in the Bible?
就在这里自己看嘛。
He said, well, it's here. You know, you can look at it.
不行。
No, that's not right.
我们需要知道我们所信的是。
We have to know what we believe.
我们读一节圣经好吗
？Let's read a verse.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
就是我们刚刚唱的诗歌第五第一首诗歌的经节的来源啊
This is where our hymn was from
提摩太后书第一章
Second Timothy first chapter
第十二节
Verse 12
应该从十一节读起
We should start from 11
我为这福音奉派做传道的做使徒做师父为这缘故我也受这些苦难然而我不以为耻因为知道我所信的是谁也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日你从我听着那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着从前所教导你的善道你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着
Starting from 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound word, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good things which I have committed into the keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us.
那么犹大书里面说，从前神一次交托给圣徒们的真道。
And in the book of Judah, it mentioned that the faith that was once committed to all the saints.
的确是真的真。
Indeed, it means this whole Bible.
所以我们有真道的课程啊，我们现在书信的弟兄姊妹要上，到底书信信什么
？So now we have a Sunday school class that was designated to study the faith that for all those new believers.
今天早上在我们这里，如果要讲什么真道的内容，太多太多。
Now this morning, if we should preach about what is the faith, it will be so much.
所以我们假设弟兄姊妹都明白。
So I assume everybody all understand that.
假设我们对圣经有相当的认识。
Now if we have some good understanding of the Bible.
我们只照着保罗对提摩太的提醒，告诉弟兄姊妹们，我们也劝勉自己怎样可以持守真道。
So according to the reminder from Paul to Timothy, then we should realize how to hold on to this truth. First, he talked about conscience.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫良心?
Now, brothers and sisters, what is conscience?
很多人说，良心就是我知道我对我错。
Now, some will say it's conscience is something that I know I'm right or wrong.
弟兄姊妹，良心不只是光是叫你知道对错。
No, it's not just that.
良心这个字的认意思就是说对于我里面的认识
Now, this word in itself means that it's understanding of the inside
对我自己的认识或者我里面的认识 within myself
is the understanding within myself to myself of myself
弟兄姊妹们什么叫良心良心就是自知
So what is conscience? It's self-realization
每一个神的儿女
Now, every single children of God, child of God, has this, conscience in function. And we know that it also will protect. We cannot do something against our conscience. And then in the faith, later on, we realize this conscience also have an active use.
叫我们从里面真正的认识神
So that we will understand the Lord from inside
良心就是灵的认识
This conscience is the understanding of the Spirit
弟兄姊妹当我们信了主之后这一个真理我们所接受的主耶稣进到我们里面来
When we believe in the Lord and this truth comes inside
它有一个功用是我们从不太去思想的确有一个
There's a function which we seldom think about but it does happen
当我们信主以后有一件不一样的事情发生了。
After we believe in the Lord, there's something different happens.
常常在那儿你说我怎么知道我信主？我从前抽烟，现在不抽了。
A lot of people say, well, how do I know I believe the Lord? Because I smoked before, now I quit.
从前我打麻将，现在不喜欢打。
I used to play 麻将 now I quit.
从前我要骂人，现在不骂人。
I used to have a short temper, now I don't scold people.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个就是从我们经历里面来讲的。
Now this is from our experience.
但是控制。我们改变的原因是什么
But the reason that control this change
就是因为真道的缘故
is because of their faith
这个信心现在我们里面
Now, this faith that was inside of us now
我们想也不想
We don't even have to think about it.
但是我们的思想被改变了。
But our mind is changed.
弟兄姊妹，从前我没有信主以前，我对于政治事情非常热衷。
Before I was, before I believed in the Lord, I was very interested in politics.
什么人和朋友们一谈到这事情，谈到三更半夜四五点都不肯睡觉。
Anybody who wants to...Now, because the Lord Jesus asked us that He will be in charge, He will take charge in us first. And the will of God is that so that the whole nation will be the nations of God. If every single person's life would change, let me tell you, if only there's 10% are true Christians in this whole world, there'll be a great change. Yesterday, I went into the mountain to have the fellowship with those brothers and sisters. There's an American brother who lives in there. When we were having dinner, we had fellowship. He said, if a Christian is a true Christian who is a spirit-filled Christian,
我们能管理天地。
We can control the heaven and earth.
我们能祷告。
We can pray.
神要听我们祷告。
And the Lord will listen to our prayer.
这个世界不会不翻样子。
And this world will change for sure. Will turn around.
所以聚完会之后，我们还有负担为美国祷告。
So after the meeting, we have this burden. We all pray for this country.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样祷告过？
Now, brothers and sisters, did you have the experience to pray this way?
那天我昨天晚上我们为着美国祷告，美国这些经济的问题。所有问题都在人的身上。
Last night we prayed for America for this economical situation because all these problems are in people.
如果人改变了，整个情绪就改变了。
If people change, the whole situation will change.
我们祷告里面对教育，我觉得它不对。
We pray that this whole educational system is strong.
整个人的思想不对，人都是喜欢自己高大。
All our training the mind are wrong because they all boast ourselves.
人对道德这么轻忽。
I was so loose in the moral standards.
因为我们祷告真的天摇地动了。
You know, when we pray, it's really, we shake the earth, heaven and earth.
有三个人。
There's only three of us.
因为你想，假如神儿女都各个祷告，这样祷告。
Now, if all the children of God, every single one of us will pray like this.
神必须听。
Lord, have to answer, to listen.
就是神不听，看见的不信主人也必须听。
Now, even God does not listen, that those unbelievers will listen.So when we receive this salvation, this the faith is in us. As if ship of our life. Before we didn't have any direction, we don't have any hope. Now we know that Jesus is our Lord. He lives inside of me and is in charge of me.And my whole life belongs to Him. And my life, my destiny, my purpose, and everything is up to Him. Now, the greatest difference is that your life has a destination. I don't care the joy or the peace you talk about is true or not, but there's one thing I know.
如果你的人生到现在还没有方向
，If you don't have any purpose of in your life，
也许你在正道上不清楚
，Maybe you are not very clear in the faith。
做基督是要你的命的
，Because to be a Christian is really it's gonna take your whole life。
你不能再为自己活，要为基督活
，Because you can no longer live for yourself， you have to live for Jesus。
弟兄姊妹们，唯有什么情形能叫我们船像漏有漏洞一样
？Now in which situation there will be a shipwreck？
在我们丢弃良心感觉的时候。
It's only when we forsake the feeling of this conscience and all the faith has nothing to do with us. That's why Paul warned Timothy. A lot of people, they talk outside and talk about outside things and they lose this power. Because the Holy Spirit testified that their conscience is broken.
良心本来是在我们里面最深处，叫我们和真道发生关系。
Because the conscience is deep down inside of us, and which will cause us to have connection with this faith.
所以我们能顺服神。
That's why we can obey God.
所以我们能舍己。
That's why we can forsake ourselves.
所以我们自己能够 经过十字架。
That's why we can go through the cross.
因为良心给我们有感觉，告诉我们说这样在神的喜悦里面。
Because conscience gives us feeling to tell us that this is the way to please God.
如果你把这个感觉放弃
，But if you forsake this feeling,
没有办法叫我们人生路途像船一样有方向走。
There's no way that this ship will have any destination, any purpose, any direction.So in that very first generation of Christians, already somebody forsake this feeling, this conscience. And Paul mentioned their names to warn them. Because in the faith, they are like shipwreck.
什么人当他丢弃良心的感觉的时候，不能走基督？
Anybody who forsakes their conscience cannot be a true Christian.
第二个基督徒所引受到危机是什么？
The second danger that the Christian will face is
乃是有一些鬼魔的道理引诱人。
There's some doctrine of the devil that seduce people.
这里什么叫鬼魔的道理？
What does this mean, the doctrine of the devil?
禁忌的食物，禁忌的举架。这里举出两点来。
It's the forbidding of marriageand the absence of meat. Now, what does this got to do with the faith? Now, this is not directly in contract. The reason Paul mentioned is not because they are directly contradict to the faith.
而是说有人用这个来代替真道。
But rather somebody used this in place of the faith.
今天我们所接受真道是从里面出来的真理。
Today the faith we receive is a life that coming out from inside.
若是有人丢弃他里面良心的感觉而专注从外面的事情 他也不能在真道上面往前。
If somebody just forsake this conscience and just to pay attention in the outward things, he cannot hold on to this faith. Because the most important thing of this faith is that we know Holy Spirit dwells in us. That's the most important thing in the faith.
鬼魔的道理，邪灵的引诱，就是叫人不注重里面那一个生命的感觉。
But the temptation from the devil is that to make people not to pay attention to the inside feeling. If we get some outward thing which replace the inward thing, then the devil has succeeded. When we talk about holy, it's not just a standard of behavior.But rather our heart has nothing to do with this world anymore. We are separated from this world. Now here is to forbidden marriage cannot make us holy. To be forbidden of the meat cannot make us holy. Paul mentioned these two things because we understand these the easiest.It's not because of these are the only two things that was there. All those doctrines that are away from the faith will make us depart from the faith. And the origin is from the devil. So in the Old Testament, you notice they also have some incidents that they leave the faith. They say that if you want to give offering, then you can kiss those sacrifice, the cow. Then you can kiss the mouth of that golden cow, that idol they worship. They drag them from this worshipping into a doctrine, into a false doctrine. All the heresies outside, all the heresies are like this. They forsake the reverent life inside.
他们告诉你说不可以抽烟，不可以喝酒。
They tell you that you may you shall not smoke. They shall not take wine.
你也不可以喝茶, 也不可以喝咖啡,
you can't even drink tea or coffee.
这弟兄们,我不是替咖啡, 替烟就做广告,
now I'm not advertising for tea or coffee.
很多人戒烟,
a lot of people try to quit smoking.
但是如果他的戒烟成功是不过证明他意志力量刚强,
if he quit smoking, it's just to prove that he has a strong will.
毫无价值,
it's worth nothing.
如果我们能证明说, 哦,我实在是软弱,但是因为主耶稣把我的烟拿走,
but if we can prove that we are really indeed weak, but the Lord Jesus took this smoking away from me,
这就证明神的话是真的,
that proves that what the Lord said is true.
前些日子我那里就有人问说,
this brother over Texas asked me,
有个姊妹问他说, 他说罗马书第七章讲的吗?
There's a sister mentioned that in Romans chapter 6, 7,
他说第七章里面第
Romans chapter 7, it says,
他说第二十节, 若我去做我所不愿意做的, 就不是我做的,
it says, 7:20, it says, now if I do what I do, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
他说既然不是我做的,
Now that sin is responsible for what I did, then why should I still be judged?
假如不是我做,是我的罪做的,为什么这样被定罪呢?
Now, it's not that I did it, but my sin did it. Now why should I be judged?
他问这个问题问我,
now she asked me this question. It's very hard to answer. But in chapter 8, it doesn't say so.
他说在基督耶稣里不定罪,
it says in Jesus Christ, thou shalt not be judged. Because in your flesh, it's already convicted.
弟兄姊妹,
now, today we say that in Christ, there's no condemnation, but in flesh, it's already convicted. Today, that the Lord gave us free will. Now, when the Lord judges, He will judge us according to our own free will. If we choose to sin, then we have to be responsible for that. But if you say, I'm so weak, my heart chooses God, and I choose to live in Christ, then, brothers and sisters, you will not be judged. You will not be condemned. Now try it. Every time when there's a temptation, and if we say, Lord, I choose you. I want to abide in you. Then you shall see that the power of the Holy Spirit will come in and to replace your weakness.
所以我对那个姊妹说,
so I told that sister that if you choose to be in Christ, then the Lord will be responsible for your behavior.
那个结果主负责,
because the outcome is Lord's responsibility, it's not you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so what kind of responsibility we have for the temptation of sin? First, it's your choice. Then the second will be the consequence. Now a lot of people only think that the consequence is what I have to be responsible for, but did not pay attention to your original choice. No, the Bible says, but the Bible said you have to be responsible for both. But the first choice, if you choose to be in Christ, then the consequence, you don't have to be responsible. That's how you will not be condemned. But if you choose to be in your own flesh, so you not only have to be responsible for your consequence, your choice, and also you have to be responsible for the consequence. So according to that question, now do we have to be responsible for our behavior?
要的。
Yes.
但在行为之前，我们的选择更加负责。
But before that behavior, the intention, the choice, we even have to pay more
responsibility.
Now, what does this got to do with the wrong in the faith? Because the devil's doctrines want us only believe that we have to be responsible for the consequence. That's why we only pay attention to the outward behavior. And we neglect to choose that the direction and the power of this true life in us.
叫人以为说，如果我们完全有个好的行为，我们就不被定罪就可以了。叫人看见我们好。So
it leads us to believe that if we have our good behavior, then we will not be condemned. Then that's good. Everybody can see us.
那么保罗说什么叫真的圣洁？Then
when the Paul mentioned what is true holiness.
神所造没有一样可取。He
says that what God created is nothing should be refused.
因为神的话和人的
Because of God's word and people's choice, it becomes holy.
什么叫圣洁? 神的话在我们祷告里面。
Now, what is this holiness? Is that God's word in our prayer?
因为我们祷告，神的能力进来。
Because of prayer, the God's strength coming inside.
我们被分别出来，这个才叫圣洁。
Then we'll be separated. This is the true holiness.
外面的圣洁不是真正的。
The outward holiness is not true holiness.
我想这个点我们以往讲了很多。
I think this point we mentioned, we stressed many times before.
第三个叫我们离开真道的原因是什么?
The third reason,
不注重一些明显神给我们的命令。
We did not pay attention to those very obvious demand and command and orders from God.
弟兄姊妹们，论到这些该做的事情，每个神儿女都知道应该做的。
A lot of things that when we talk about, we all know we have to do.
如果你拒绝,
if you don't do it, then you are departed from the truth, the faith.
这里保罗说，若有人不看重信徒，比不信徒的人还不好。
It says here, if somebody does not take care of his own family, he's even worse than those unbelievers.
哎呀，在最近这个十几年中间，
in this past 10-15 years, all those problems in the family.
所以你看，在 Monte Park 好多老人公寓。
You see, this is so many senior citizens residents in Monterey Park.
为什么都是老人没人照顾？
Why? Because there are so many elder people that nobody takes care of them.
因为美国人都不照顾他们老年人的嘛。
Because well, we're here in the American, they don't take care of their parents.
这不是真道。
Now this is not the truth. This is not the faith.
保罗说，那个真正没有依靠的寡妇，教会应该抚养他们。
Now Paul says, all those the true widow which no has no means, then the church has to support them.
因为他们是天天活在神的面前，依靠神的信心，并且在侍奉神。
Because they live before the Lord and they trust the Lord and they every day in front of the Lord.
所以教会要负责他们。
That's why the church will be responsible for their needs.
弟兄姊妹，我劝神的儿女不要先去把那个social security钱算在你奉养父母账上。
So brothers and sisters, I urge you not to count those social security money to be the money to spend for your parents.
你有责任的。
Because you have responsibility.
以此类推，好多你该做的事情而你不做的，叫你的良心麻木没有感觉。
Now, like this is a starting point. There's a lot of things you should do but you didn't do that make your conscience numb.
等到你良心没有感觉的时候，你立刻知道你都不晓得。
Now, when your conscience is numb, when you leave the faith, you don't have any feeling.
这是保罗说，为着我们的生活上面要遵守神的命令。
That's why in our lives, in our daily living, we have to obey all those orders from God.
这里一个原则，如果你每天生活是为了自己，你就不会管到别人。Now,
there's a principle. If you live every day only for yourself, you won't care about other people at all.
如果你只是为了自己，你就没有办法遵循神的话语。If
you only care for yourself, then you cannot really obey God's will.
有些时候神要我们接受一点事情。Because
a lot of the time, the Lord will make us to lose something.
今天每个人手都是开的。
Today, everybody's hands are open.
手是向上的。
And heading and facing up.
摆在我手上。
Things that put on my hand.
都摆在手上。
Put everything on our hand.
每样东西都在手上。
Everything is on our hand.
不肯放。
And we don't want to let go.
我的技术啊。
I got my watch.
很要我们放。
But the Lord wants us to let go.
每样东西都拿来归你所有。
if you want to take everything to hold on to everything, then you cannot obey God's will. Because today the Christian doesn't have the habit of taking the cross, because we don't have a habit of giving. We don't want to lose anything. Now, if you want to take care of your families, there are cross. Not only just financially, but for you yourself, you have to have some certain decrease. Now, this is God's word, God's way. If you don't want to receive this damage, even when you leave the faith, you don't know. Fourth reason is to love money. Now, nobody don't love money. Pharisees love money. So they mock Jesus. And because it was recorded in the Bible, the Lord told them not to serve Mammon. And not to love money. They talk about the young officer and also talk about that widow. Now Pharisees heard that. They say, oh, don't talk so high. They make him tease him, they make fun of him. He's the example, our Lord Jesus' example is he's rich. But for us, he become poor. So that so many people can become rich. Yesterday, I met a sister who is really in great need. He escaped from Vietnam. He and his brother were alone. They lost their family. They went to a camp in Minnesota. They entering a foster program. Now because they're young, they cannot take care of themselves. They are in a certain family. Somebody take care of them. Now the sister is already 19, so she left and come to California. And because he graduated from high school, she can start working. If she's got enough money, then she can get her brother to come to stay with her, and she can take care of him. Otherwise, his brother will still have to stay in the foster home. Now this is a very, very... That's why he will want me to pray for her so that she can have a job. This is I didn't say that, but the American brother who's staying in the camp told me. When we talk about the needs of her, and afterwards that brother suddenly have a feeling inside. And he said to her, sister, I have a question. And he asked her, did you tithe regularly? And right away I saw her face have some uneasiness. And then after a while she said, I don't have money. Then that brother said, oh, no wonder. So she said, so you don't have any kind of offering? So she said, yeah, that's right, because I don't have money, so I didn't give. So that brother teach her that when you have money, you have to give 10%. So that the sowers will have seeds and those harvests will have good harvest. Now if you sow, then you will receive. That girl did not really understand that. that brother say it again. Say, if everything you got is from the Lord. Now, when you tithe, you're declaring that you admit this. And I was so glad because that's exactly what I preached before. So I said, well, sister, let me give you an example. Now you see, I got a pocket here. And I opened my pocket. He said, now, Lord, would you give me money, give me work? No, I open up my pocket to receive. Now, this is your attitude. When the Lord give you all your job and money, everything, then you close it.
拉链,
and zip it up.
锁上锁,
and lock it. Now, this is your attitude.
真的能再给你啊?
Now, can the Lord give you again?
这不能再给了。
Then she said, well, then he won't be able to give me anymore. So I said, our Lord is the best debtor. He said, oh, Lord, I don't have. Would you please lend me some? So the Lord will just lend you money and give you a lot. And then the Lord said, now it's about time you pay me back. Now, how much you want? He wants? Only 10%. Only 10%. Now, Lord, brother and sister, you have to pay attention. 10% is not what we give the Lord, but what we pay back. The Lord said, I gave you $10, I want $1 back.
有借有还,
if you have a good credit, then you can have more loan. If every time you return 10%, then the Lord said, well, this is a good account. I will give him a whole lot of money because I know he will pay back. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the true meaning of giving. If you zip it up, in one side, not only the Lord cannot give you anymore.
This is a bad credit, bad account. I can't get money.
Then on the other hand, also the Lord said that this is a bad credit, bad account. The Lord cannot give you anymore. You don't have any more credit. And that sister was kind of smiling, but then she said, well, indeed it is like that. But then she said, well, 10% is quite a bit also.
Still.
But so I tell her that right now you are in the best position. Because before you didn't have any money. Because you don't have any kind of previous record. And you don't have any bad record and have any good one either. But starting now, you build up your credit. Friends and sisters, we start from the little places. Now, maybe right now, if you are so rich, you may not be able to give so much. But it's very good. In here, nobody says that I'm very, very rich. And nobody saying that, well, I have so much money, I can use it all. Everybody's like, we just had enough, or a little bit not enough. Now, this is a great chance for you to learn to give 10%. Then you'll realize you don't have any want. Now, do you believe that?
信不信?
Now, do you believe that?
我再问信不信?
You don't even nod. Now, do you believe that?
信不信?
Now, do you believe that?
信不信?
Now, you have to realize if you don't believe this, you don't even know you already departed from the faith. Now, our faith is not enough to give us. And when I was in need, I was never afraid. Now, I just tell the Lord, now this is the situation of my bank account. Now, I said, Lord, now look at this. I have quite a bit of deposit in you. Once I told a brother who wanted to serve the Lord.
我的弟兄, 我要问你一个问题, 从前有很多弟兄姊妹, 我们没有问他,
And so I said, brother, I have to ask you a question. There's a lot of people I didn't ask this question before. Because they didn't have the need before. Now you have the need. Now I have one to ask you. Now, did you tithe?
弟兄姊妹们，我就知道一件事情：如果一个侍奉主的人在他蒙召之前没有学习处理他的钱财，
and I believe I know that when a person before he was called to serve the Lord full time, if he did not know how to manage his own money,
他没有办法走信心的道路，
he cannot walk in faith,
因为他的信心里面有亏缺，because
there's a little hole in that. Situation in the faith. Before, when the Lord gave me a whole lot, I did not give. Now, how can I ask the Lord now, say that now I need it, now would you supply me with the need I want? Now, do you understand that?
Now, do you understand that?